Better than this, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this shit.
What's better than this, guys, being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Wednesday edition of the show. It is the AFC West's turn to go through our schedule predictions. Kyle, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Have you heard any news on Jadeveon Clowney yet?
No, Kyle, but maybe there's big news that has happened in the form of Dylan Moses being out for the year with a torn ACL.
Yeah, no, this isn't the kind of news that I wanted to talk about, but you're right. This is big news that happened this morning. Or I guess technically the injury happened last night. This sucks.
Yep.
You had brought up, you were interested in whether or not this would feasibly actually impact his draft stock or not. You want to pitch me on that concept?
Yeah, I it doesn't help, right, obviously, but I still think that if Dylan Moses declared for the draft, he's still going to be a top 20 pick. And you look at the situations with Jalen Smith and Miles Jack, and I think that sets a blueprint in motion for him to still get drafted very high. And he tore his ACL at the right time. I mean, let's be honest, there's never a good time, but if you're going to do it now. And, there's a good chance that he could be ready to play for his rookie season just based on how well guys are recovering from ACLs these days. So we need to know more about the extent of the injury, if there's multiple ligaments or other damage, nerve damage, stuff like that. But if it's a clean ACL tear, he's going to be ready to go for his rookie season. He's going to be a top 20 pick. The NFL loves linebackers. It took Roquan Smith at 8, Devin White at 5, Devin Bush at 10. This isn't linebackers aren't valuable anymore. And I think there's absolutely a blueprint for Moses to still be a top 20 pick.
Now, hold on.
All right.
Because we talked about Dylan Moses.
Yeah.
And weren't you apprehensive about his pass skills, pass defending skills?
Kyle, this is a Joe thing. I always take longer to warm up to linebackers. It's just my thing. I don't know why.
Okay, but what happened where now you're warm to him being a top 20 pick where last month you weren't?
It's different. It's different between my evaluation and where I think guys will get drafted.
Okay. And that's perfectly – a very reasonable line to draw. But you still have those questions about his
skill. The first two sentences of my cons in my scouting report right now are: appears uncomfortable and calculated in his zone coverage drops, doesn't seem to trust his landmarks or have a natural feel for route anticipation. But my God, he's got all the physical upside in the world to be great in coverage. So,
but if he doesn't have the opportunity to appease those concerns on film, doesn't that loom as a bigger issue than the injury?
Sure.
Being a top 15 pick.
It's a good question, but it goes back to NFL teams draft players based on what they can become. And the ceiling with Moses is really, really high.
I hope he becomes healthy sooner rather than later, first and foremost. And if he chooses to enter the draft, it will be a fascinating case study, because when's the last time we saw a player, and it might be Todd Gurley, right? Where like a position that quote unquote didn't matter.
Yeah.
With a player that tore his ACL in season that still went in the top 10, top 15 picks. Gurley's probably the last one in 2015. He went 10th to the Rams.
Yeah. That's probably the best example of that.
But Kyle, he at least had a chance to put 6 games on film before he got hurt. So that's the difference between the two.
Sure, that would matter a lot. Real quick, how devastated are you going to be if Clowney doesn't go to Miami? I feel like you're locked in on this.
I feel pretty confident. I felt pretty confident, a week ago when I texted you?
Yeah.
With a screenshot that said, when Clowney signs, he's going to Miami. So I've kind of had my head wrapped around it for a while now, and now it really seems like it's materializing. And I think I'm most encouraged by the other contenders, right? Like Philadelphia's name has been mentioned as like Clowney would love to go play in Philly, but I'd love to win the damn lottery. Like, okay, Philly. I don't think Philly makes that move because it's redundant. They compromise their offensive tackle position long term, which is the only appeal that they have to the Houston Texans. Seattle Seahawks are interested, and Clowney had apparently referenced them as a team that he would like to go. But with Clowney's situation as an unsigned franchise tag, he's effectively an exclusive rights free agent. And the only play, the only team that has been given permission to talk to Jadeveon Clowney is the Miami Dolphins, because Bill O'Brien knows and worked with Brian Flores.
Yeah. Well,
and he's the guy who's effectively calling the shots for Houston.
Is that, but is that more of a an indicator of the concerns that Clowney has about going to Miami, and he doesn't need to talk to the Eagles or the Seahawks?
It tells me that they are the closest, and it sounded like that meeting went very well.
Yeah, I'm sure it would. I think anybody would meet Brian Flores and want to play for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's good FaceTime.
And the biggest confusion with the Dolphins is the fan base is like, well, we were supposed to be tanking. I don't understand. Why would you want to add a good football player who's only 26 years old? I don't get it. At a premium position for a third or second round pick, it doesn't make any sense.
NFL teams don't tank.
Okay.
They don't.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They don't.
It's not a thing.
Because like 11 of the last 13 first round quarterbacks, you've seen teams trade up for.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. So if you were going to expect the Dolphins to sit around with their thumb up their ass for 12 months and not do anything so that they could have the layups and pick first and 33rd just because, you're not paying attention. That's not the way it works.
American Football Conference West?
No. Tweet.
Oh, the Joe. Tweet. You've been talking about this all day.
So there's a video that I stumbled across this morning, and it is the funniest video I have seen all year. And it involves a large man and a watermelon.
Okay.
And I'm gonna send this video to Joe, and I want him to listen to it with the sound on because I want his live reaction. And then I will like retweet after the show comes out so that you guys can watch the video that I think it's the funniest thing in the world. And I want to know what Joe's reaction is.
I hope I agree.
I hope you think it's funny too, because it's coming in your DM.
Large man and a watermelon. Okay.
Large man and a watermelon.
I'm going to push play here. All right. Here it goes.
Sound on.
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. Why? Oh no! You opened an angle! Oh jeez! Why? How many angles of this do they have?
Three.
Oh no. Oh slow motion, he's done. Oh no. Oh no. All right. Wow. Wow.
That's what Mock Draft Mondays feel like when it's your turn to let out a mock on thedraftnetwork.com.
I don't know why this video exists. I don't.
Your reaction did not disappoint, though.
I'm uncomfortable.
Feel like a little pit in your stomach?
What does that guy have to prove in life? What is he doing?
I don't know. He was real fired up at the beginning of the video, though.
He was.
You know what I might do? I might overlay the audio with your live reaction.
Well, okay.
Give a little extra context to the folks at home.
As long as I don't have to hear, oh, yeah, better than this.
No guarantees.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. All right.
We want to talk about the AFC West?
Yes, I would love to.
We got 12 games to pick for each of these teams.
Yeah, let's do it. What team first?
All right, let's do the Chiefs. They won the division last year. I think that's a reasonable place
to put them down for wins, every single one of them.
No, Joseph. We have the Chargers at 3-1 at the time being.
Okay.
We gave them wins over the Lions, Packers, Vikings, and a loss to the Bears week 16 when we picked all the NFC games. Ready to go?
Yep.
Week 1, the Chiefs visit Jacksonville and play the Jaguars.
Win.
I agree. Week 2, the Chiefs visit Oakland and play the Raiders.
The Raiders lose. Win
for the Chiefs. Week 3, the Ravens visit Kansas City for the Chiefs' home opener.
Win.
This was a game that the Ravens played him tough last year, though.
Yeah. But
you don't, you don't respect the Ravens this year.
Not that much. And I really like the Chiefs' defense this year.
Okay. Week 4, we have already given the Chiefs a victory over the Detroit Lions in Detroit.
Yep.
Week 5, we've been robbed of the opportunity of what could have been an amazing game. Will still probably be an entertaining game, but we will miss Andrew Luck versus Patrick Mahomes, the Colts visiting the Chiefs.
Good disciplined defense there for the Colts, but the home team wins here at Kansas City.
Yes. Think too much firepower.
Yeah.
Without Andrew Luck. Yeah. Week 6, this will be a fun one, though. The Houston Texans, sans Jadeveon Clowney, visiting Kansas City to play the Chiefs.
Chiefs are winning at home.
Okay, so you think the Chiefs are going to start the season 6-0?
Yeah, that's pretty normal for them, right?
You're going to pick them to beat the Broncos in Denver on a short week in Thursday Night Football?
I think this might be where it gets interesting. If I was going to come up with the trap loss, this would be it.
Sign me up.
All right.
I agree. Just because law of averages, right?
It's a divisional road game.
Somewhere. It's a divisional road game, short week.
Yeah. And Vic Fangio is going to have that defense ready to go.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a great point. Now we have him winning the following 2 weeks, defeating the Packers and Vikings in Kansas City.
Yep.
Which means right now, I guess let's pick the Viking or the Titans game first.
Okay.
Chiefs at Tennessee.
Chiefs.
You're going to pick the Chiefs. We have the Chiefs starting the season 9-1.
Okay.
Perfectly reasonable.
Yep.
Now, here's a fun one. They're playing in Mexico City. I don't know why we're trying to do this again this year, because I remember what the field looked like last year. And it sure seemed like a real shitty idea, but here we are. And we're going to take one of the best regular season football games of the year, and we're going to play it in Mexico City on what was a risky field last year.
Yeah.
Chiefs and Chargers. Neutral site game. Quote unquote home game for the Chargers.
I think they'll split this year, so let's give the Chargers this win.
I agree.
Plus they're like, this is a November game. They're in LA, going further south here in Mexico. It's gonna be warm. I think that's a Chargers win.
Well, and also consider, this team's feeling themselves coming in. They're 9-1. They got the bye week coming up.
Yeah.
Coming out of the bye week, they play the Raiders at home. That's
Dub.
A win.
Dub.
Win.
Dub.
All right. On the road in Foxborough, week 14.
Loss.
Patriots.
Yeah.
Take that win.
Yeah.
Broncos at Chiefs week 15.
Win for Kansas City.
Win for Kansas City. We've already picked the Bears to defeat the Chiefs week 16. Chargers at Chiefs. Week 17. Potentially, do you want to do this last? Do you want to see what the Chargers look like?
We can, but I think I have convictions about who I would have winning this game.
Well, I'm going to give the Chiefs the win just because, but we'll reconsider that.
Could be some implications, yeah.
Yes.
What did they have the Chiefs at?
12-4.
Okay.
Tied with the 12-4 Eagles.
Yep.
Now we come into the Chargers game. Chargers are 4-2 in the games that we've picked.
Okay.
We gave them victories over the Lions, the Packers, the Chiefs, and the Vikings. And right now we have them down for a loss to the Chiefs week 17 in Kansas City and a loss to the Bears week 8 in Chicago. Week 1, Colts at Chargers.
Chargers.
I think Chargers win that game as well. Now we go week 2, Chargers, we already have them defeating the Lions. Week 3, Texans at Chargers.
Chargers.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
They're at home. If it was in Houston, I can get behind that.
Chargers in Miami.
Why do you have to play the Chargers this year?
Because we both finished in second place in our divisions last year.
Oh, my God. Miami was in second last year?
Yes. All that shit talk on Miami you've been doing in the Slack channel. Miami's second place team in the AFC East last year.
I rarely talk trash about Miami.
That's not true. You did today.
No, I agreed that they're in contention for the top number one pick. Like everyone else in the world thinks too. The Chargers win this game.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Cross country game in September.
You always want to bring
the Chargers. When is the last time the Chargers won in Miami? Do you know the answer to that?
They won like seven games in the East Coast last year. Like the Chargers are the one team.
Do you know when the last time the Chargers won in Miami was?
You're going to tell me 1984? Do you think I care?
It is 1984.
I literally just guessed that, by the way. Literally just guessed that.
I'm confirming now. I'm sorry, 1982.
Kyle, there's nobody.
1982 is the last time the Chargers won in Miami. The Dolphins will be desperate. They're going into the bye the following week, and they have to play the Ravens, the Patriots, and the Cowboys on the road the first 3 weeks of the year. Chargers start 3-0. They're not going to be feeling themselves.
You don't think that the Chargers are enough of a good football team, of a superior football team to the Dolphins, to think that they can't go and win a game there in September?
I think it's a perfect trap game, but you're going to disrespect it. So we'll pick the Chargers, keep on moving so you can feel good about this bet that you're not going to win at the end of the year. Week 5, Broncos at Chargers.
Chargers.
Right. You're going to have the Chargers start the year 10-0-2, right?
No, I can get behind a loss here in this next game.
All right. Steelers at Chargers.
Loss.
Chargers at Titans.
Win.
For the Chargers.
Yeah.
Okay, then we have them losing to the Bears week 8 in Chicago. Then we have them beating the Packers week 9. Now we have Chargers at Raiders on Thursday Night Football in Oakland.
I mean, that feels trappy to me.
With the Chiefs coming up the following week.
Yeah, that feels real trappy to me.
All right, we'll give the Raiders a win there.
Yep.
We have the Chargers beating the Chiefs in Mexico City. The bye week is week 12. Chargers coming off the bye in Denver against the Broncos.
Win after bye, yeah.
Chargers in Jacksonville in December in Florida across the country to play the Jaguars.
Win.
This is so dumb. You're going to have them both go 12-4, dude.
I mean, you're part of this conversation. Let me talk about the Chargers.
Make the case for the game I wanted to pick.
The Chargers had wins last year in Buffalo, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Yes.
Do you want to talk about the players the Chargers are missing right now?
I'm very concerned about it. Okung James.
And you have them starting the season 5-0.
And your biggest gripe is the game in Miami?
I was going to gripe about the Texans game, too.
The Texans game, we haven't gotten to.
Week 3?
It's at home. I said if it was at here. Okay, if you want that one, I'll give you that one. You can have that one.
Thank you.
I don't know why. Why are you so high on the Texans? Like, they're going to be able to block Bosa and Ingram and Tillery?
It's the same shit as last year. Texans are the same team. They won like 11 games.
They're not the same. They don't have a running back. They don't have Clowney.
They're going to trade for a running back.
They don't have Kareem Jackson.
They have Deshaun Watson.
All right, I'll give you the win.
You realize if we were going to pick, what would you expect off the top of your head the Chargers to be?
11-5.
The Texans' record to be this year?
Texans 9-7 or 8-8.
Okay, because we were going to, if you would not give me the Texans game, they were going to be 2-4.
I would be more of a believer. No, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it.
I don't know where you were going to go with that, but don't dig that grave for yourself.
Not going to.
Okay. Because you were going to give me a point, weren't you?
No, I just, nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Back on track. The Chargers right now are 10-4. Raiders at home week 16 for the Chargers.
Win.
And then we have the Chiefs beating the Chargers week 17 in what will be a game for the division.
Yep.
Because if the Chargers win that game, they go 12-4 and win.
So what is it at?
12-4 and 11-5. Chargers at 11-5.
I mean, that seems normal to me.
And I had to talk you out of having them at 12-4.
Yeah, that's fine.
Missing two of their best players.
Okay.
All right. Chiefs repeat. 12-4, Chargers 11-5. Let's get the Broncos in, who right now, Joe, it's not looking good. They're sitting at 2-6.
Oh, boy.
We found wins for the Broncos against the Lions week 16 in Denver.
Yep.
And at home against the Chiefs on Thursday Night Football week 7.
I can find some more wins here for them.
Losses already to the Chiefs, Chargers, Vikings, Chargers again, Packers, and Bears.
Okay.
I have my first sad 49ers fan in my DMs, by the way.
Because Jerick McKinnon.
No, because we picked them to go like 4-12.
Yeah.
Or 5-11.
All right. I mean, they're 10-22 over the last 2 years, so.
I know. I know.
If they're good, we're toast.
No, we're not toast.
Our process was good, right?
Our process was good. Except for the Chargers.
All right.
Give them all these East Coast wins. Broncos at Raiders, week 1.
Home
Monday,
team.
Monday night football.
Home team.
The Raiders. Yeah. Yeah, I can get behind that. Bears, we already have them beating the Broncos week 2. Packers, we already have them beating the Broncos week 3. Jaguars at Broncos week 4.
Dub.
Win. Pass rush going to get after Nick Foles. Broncos losing to the Chargers at home week 5.
Yep.
Titans playing the Broncos week 6.
What do you got? What do you feel on this one?
Titans is what I'm leaning here.
All right. That's good.
I think they can, their ability to run the ball, I think, will help them neutralize the pass rush a little bit.
Yep.
Week 7, we have the Broncos beating the Chiefs.
Okay.
Week 8, the Broncos go to Indianapolis and play the Colts.
It's sort of an interesting game.
This is probably a Colts win for me.
I think so. It's their home.
Week 9, Browns at Broncos.
I'm going to let you go first here.
Well, let's see what
it's going Browns, into the.
The yeah. Browns could have a letdown because they play the Patriots in Foxborough coming off the bye the previous week. So if that team gets real hyped about beating the Patriots week 8, or even if they come close and still lose, they could kind of be emotionally tapped here.
I think Denver's going to be, if nothing else, a disciplined defense.
Yeah, I'll give me Denver here.
All right.
Bye week. Week 11, we have them losing to the Vikings.
Okay.
Week 12, Broncos at Buffalo.
What do you think there, Tiger?
No, this is your team. You got to give analysis first on this one.
I mean, when I go through the Bills' schedule, the Bills are a good team at home. This is a game that I would expect the Bills to win at home.
What do the Bills have the week prior? Do you know?
No, I don't. Oh,
they're in Miami that week. And coming then they have home. They have a short week and play Dallas.
Yeah, they're going to lose to Dallas, so.
Well, they'll lose to Miami, too, so.
For sure. Tough team down there in South Beach, man. A lot of good players.
I'll give the Bills a win here.
All right.
Win at home. It's not looking good for the Broncos, Joe.
They wanted to be mediocre this year, so
they might not even get to mediocre, dude. We haven't given a road win yet.
They're not going to get one either.
No, they're not. Chargers beat the Broncos week 13. That moves this team to 4-8.
Crap. All right. They're going to win their last two.
Yeah, they will win their last two.
All right, so we're good. We'll get 6-10.
Broncos
right.
Going to Houston and play the Texans week 14.
Loss.
Yeah. Loss. Now, you're not going to argue with me about the pass rush and Deshaun Watson and the Texans offensive line in this game?
Houston's at home.
So that's the big difference maker for you.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I can get behind that. Broncos at Chiefs, we've already picked the Chiefs. Lions at Broncos, we've already picked the Broncos. Raiders at Broncos week 17. We gave the Raiders the home win week 1. We're going to give the Broncos the road win or the home win week 2 or week 17.
Yep, I agree. So 6-10?
5-11.
Oh, sorry. Was hoping to get you to six wins.
I think six is close. So, like, I think it's close.
Yeah, they're going to have to find a way to win a road game. They're going to have to try to win at Oakland.
At Buffalo.
At Buffalo, at Indy.
I mean, Houston. There's some winnable games there.
Yeah, I mean, that's so hard is, like, right now it's just like, all right, which team do we think is better? Is there some type of scheduling implication that plays into it, and which team's home, you know? And that's why I think we're getting this stark difference between the amount of teams with really good records and then the teams that are really bad. Well, and we haven't really had a lot of like 7 and 9, 8 and 8 teams yet.
Let me play, I don't say devil's advocate, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Cause I'm looking at this schedule. We didn't really give them the benefit of the doubt in any of the road games.
Correct.
If you could look at the road games that we game losses in, is there a game that you could say, I could see him winning that game? Because I have one.
I would say either
Oakland. It's not the Bills.
No, yeah, I agree with you. I think it's Oakland or Indy.
It's Indy for me. A little bit more of a stationary quarterback. You know, at least like you look at Josh Allen and you look at Derek Carr, like Derek Carr's not known for his athleticism, but they're both more mobile than Jacoby Brissett.
And they have 10 days to prepare for that game. Let's give them a win over the Colts.
There you go. I like it.
Well, they're going to go on a little run there, beating the Browns and the Colts.
Yeah. Be feeling themselves. That'll move them to going into the bye, too.
That's your big phrase during the series. They're feeling themselves.
They're feeling themselves. So know that they go on a 3-game win streak to go into the bye at 4-4.
And then the rails come off because they're not as good as the teams they're facing the rest of the way.
Yeah, you got to go to Minnesota. You got to go to Buffalo. You got to play the Chargers, Texans, and Chiefs.
So they're going to go 4-4 and then lose 5 in a row.
And then win their last two.
Yeah. All right.
Yep. I like it. I think we did them a service there to kind of revisit the road. Oh, the
Broncos fans across the world are so thankful that we got them to 6-10.
No, I don't think they are. But it's all right. It's all right. Last team today, the Oakland Raiders. Right now, Joe, do you know where we have them?
I think we have them like a couple wins. I'll say like 2-5.
And we picked 10 games for them.
Oh, crap. We have them at 3-7.
No, we got them at 2-8.
To win it.
Right with all the right. Win loss the first time, or the wins the first time.
I just needed to add 6 more losses.
All right. So we've given the Raiders wins Thursday at home against the Chargers week 10 and Monday Night Football against the Broncos week 1. We've given the Raiders losses to the Chiefs week 2, Vikings week 3, Bears week 5, Packers week 7, Lions week 9, Chiefs week 13, Chargers week 16 and Broncos week 17.
I
think we can find 2 or 3 wins here on this schedule the rest of the way.
All right, let's find out.
So we had the Raiders starting 1-2, win against the Broncos, losses to Chiefs and Vikings. The next game is Raiders at Colts.
Colts,
I agree. And then they go to London and they have to play the Bears. And we already have a loss in that game.
Yeah.
Then they have the bye week, and then we have them going to Green Bay. Wow. Wait, the Raiders don't play like a legit home game from week 2 to week 9.
It's a buck. They did the same thing to the Bucks.
What the hell's your problem, Roger?
Bad.
Jeez.
They
do not play in Oakland in the final season in Oakland from week 2 to week 9.
And then look at the end of the year.
Yeah.
4 of their last 6 on the road. Somebody hates them.
What the hell's going on here, man?
Yeah, bad.
All right. So we have them at 1-5. The next game to pick, Raiders at Texans.
Texans, man.
Texans, I agree. And the Lions come to town, and they beat them in their first home game since week 2 against the Chiefs. But then they have a short week, and they play the Chargers at home, and we have them winning that football game. And then they play at home again with 10 days to prepare to play the Cincinnati Bengals.
Give me the home team.
It's a win. I agree. That moves them to 3-7.
Yep.
Raiders at Jets.
Cross-country
game. I think the Jets are a better football team. I hate to say it, but they are. Jets. Raiders at Chiefs. We already have the Chiefs. We get two home games here, Joe.
Yeah, they'll go 1-1 here.
Titans are first in Oakland.
Yep.
I think that's a win for the Titans, to be honest with you.
Yep.
Titans. And then the Jaguars, week 15 in Oakland.
Let's give them a dub.
Give me the Raiders there. And then we have them losing to the Chargers and Broncos.
All right, so survey says?
4-12.
Oh, boy.
So to summarize, we have the Chiefs winning the division at 12-4, the Chargers finishing second at 11-5, the Broncos going 6-10, and the Raiders going 4-12.
And last year, I mean, dude, that's the exact same records they had last year, except for the Chargers were 12-4.
Really?
So the Chiefs and Chargers were both 12-4, Broncos 6-10, Raiders 4-12.
And we initially, one of us wanted to have them win the Chargers win and be 12-4.
What is our bet of Chiefs, Chargers, it's Cowboys, Eagles?
It's a push.
23 each?
23 apiece.
Woo! All right.
High expectation. And you know what? I'm glad it turned out that way because it should be close if we were going to bet on it with the way that we are. We're cowards about bets.
So what is our other bet? Is it Falcons top five in total yards offensively?
Yes.
Okay, because I need to document that on our pick sheet.
What the hell, man?
What?
You didn't document that already?
Well, I made the pick sheet. But I'll put it on there so that way it's always right in front of us.
So tomorrow we do the North, correct?
Yeah, the North, and we're doing our picks.
Right, we do our college football spread picks. We're 0-1, by the way.
I know.
Florida did not cover the spread.
Maybe if they would stop fumbling, that would have been helpful.
Yeah, they could have had an extra 14 points.
Yeah, or if I was playing quarterback instead of Felipe Franks.
Jeez. Joe. One thing I do need to address before we sign off.
Oh, okay. This is a surprise. Let's go.
We do have a winless team in the NFL right now.
Bengals.
No.
Really?
We have the Bengals at 1-4. But so there, we've is a team, there is a team that's 0-8.
Oh, really? A team that's 0-8.
Yes.
Jaguars. We don't give them any wins, do we?
No. We've given them none.
Well, they play at the Bengals that we haven't picked yet.
Here's the good news. I'm looking at the Jaguars' schedule. I think both of the Titans' games are winnable games. I don't think they'll win them both.
Yeah, we'll have them split that probably.
I think both the Colts games are winnable. I don't think they'll win one. I don't know if they'll win both. I don't know if they'll win either, but I think they're at least winnable games. We'll have a conversation to be had. They play the Bengals and they play the Jets. But right now, the Jaguars are 0-8 in our book.
Seeing their offensive depth chart, man?
Yeah.
I mean, is there if you're defensive?
Have anybody at the one position that Nick Foles like loves to throw to, the tight end,
and the receivers are pretty pedestrian. Like this is just like there's not one NFL defensive coordinator that's going to lose any sleep trying to figure out how to stop the Jaguars' offense.
Stuff the box. That's how you stop the Jaguars.
And their defense isn't. I mean, they lost Malik Jackson, Tayshaun Gibson, and Telvin Smith. So like,
and Taven Bryan's not good.
Crap. Right, like, no. What are we doing here? Like,
Josh Allen looked good against Miami, though.
Oh, yeah, he
wrecking crew up there, man.
Yeah, he looks good, man.
But you can only have so many good defensive players, and like, that's not going to necessarily win you football games. It's just, that's like what the Dolphins are banking on by tanking and trading for Jadeveon Clowney.
Well, listen, especially with a loser coach like Doug Marrone.
Oh, well, here we go. He's going in.
Well, that's all I have to say. He's a loser coach.
Well. That's going to do it for us today here on Draft Dudes. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Come back, see us tomorrow. We'll do college football picks against the spread. We'll be picking the AFC North, and then Friday picking the AFC South and East.